Nobel Peace Prize in physics that he won for the theory of relativity, he said, was the result of a musical revelation. What does that mean? Whenever he got brain locked, whenever he got a brain cramp, he would go play his violin or listen to music, and through the sequences of the music, the answers would come to him, things that no other human had ever thought of before. I'm telling you, the same access is available to you today. To think thoughts that have never been thought before. That as you sing in the Spirit, the scripture says, now tomorrow we'll talk about singing in the Spirit in the three different forms, from singing melodies to singing with your understanding to singing in tongues. But let's just talk about singing in tongues part that's spoken of in 1 Corinthians 14. Now, if you're from a background that discourages that kind of thing, I just really encourage you to research it. There's no pressure here. I was from a background that discouraged tongues and speaking in tongues and singing in tongues, that it's not really for today, and a lot of people get deceived and all those kind of things. So I understand that. Please don't feel any pressure from me. But I journeyed into the Word, and I journeyed into history to find out for myself what I felt was the truth that God was presenting. In 1 Corinthians 14, let me just say this, that it says, the one who speaks in tongues speaks mysteries, and the Greek word is mysterion. And if you go to the Greek lexicon, it tells several definitions, but about the third one down in the Greek lexicon says, secrets of the kingdom not revealed to ordinary mortals. Secrets of the kingdom not revealed to ordinary mortals. When you sing in the Spirit, Paul said, what is the result in 1 Corinthians 14? He said, so what shall I say after talking about all this? What shall I do? He goes, I will pray with my understanding, and I'll pray in the Spirit. I'll sing with my understanding, and I'll sing in the Spirit. Singing in the Spirit, why is it so powerful? Because it releases secrets of the kingdom not revealed to people who don't have that access. Wisdoms into the whole kingdom realm, in business, in family, in education, in government, in all these kind of things. Solomon accessed this wisdom, I believe, not just because he prayed for wisdom, but because the tabernacle of David was going on at that time, which was saturating the earth with the praises of God. What happens when the earth is filled with the praises of God, or when your geographic sphere is filled with the praises of God? Then all the possibilities of heaven are available to you. The secrets, the prosperity, the wisdom, the understanding, the health of the land, the health of the heavens, the health of the skies, the health of the animals, all those kind of things are all contained within this realm when the praises are there. It has a transforming effect upon the earth. And that may be linked to what Jerry was talking about today. If God spoke the earth into existence, or even if he sang it into existence, you have to realize that when we're singing the praises of God, we are aligning with the voice that originally created every physical thing. So it makes sense that those physical things would still respond to the voice of the one who's spoken into existence. Do you understand what I'm saying? Incredible possibilities through saturation. And I really want to encourage you to practice saturation in your personal life. Saturation of worship, of thanksgiving, of rejoicing.